This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. An Israeli airstrike in Gaza destroyed several homes Sunday, killing 42 Palestinians, including 10 children, health officials said, as militants fired rockets at Israel with no end in sight to 7 days of fighting. The Israeli military said the civilian casualties had been unintentional, and that it had attacked a tunnel system used by militants, which collapsed, bringing down the homes with it. As the UN Security Council convened to discuss the worst Israeli-Palestinian violence in years, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel's campaign in Hamas, Islamist-run Gaza, was continuing at, quote, full force, end quote. A car ramming attack wounded several people, including 4 police officers in the Flashpoint Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood of Israeli-annexed East Jerusalem Sunday, police said, adding the attacker was shot. After the vehicle ramming attack in the district, the scene of weeks of clashes between Palestinians and Israeli security forces, the assailant was shot by officers, a police spokesperson said, without giving details on the attacker's condition. Jordan's King Abdullah said Sunday his kingdom was involved in intensive diplomacy to halt what he described as Israeli military escalation that has led to the worst flare-up of violence in years. The monarch, whose ruling family has custodianship of Muslim and Christian sites in Jerusalem, did not elaborate. Sunday, Saudi Arabia's foreign minister condemned Israel's flagrant violations of Palestinian rights and called on the international community to act urgently to put an end to military operations. Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud was speaking in televised remarks at the start of an emergency virtual meeting. This is VOA News. India is evacuating thousands of people from low-lying areas along its western coast as a powerful cyclone that has killed at least 6 people is expected to make landfall Tuesday morning in the state of Gujarat. The cyclone formed in the Arabian Sea, and the India Meteorological Department warned in a statement there also could be destruction of houses and flooding of escape routes. Disruption to railway services was also expected until May 21st. Bodies of COVID-19 victims have been found dumped in some Indian rivers, a state government letter seen by Reuters said, and the first official acknowledgement of the alarming practice. India has reported a smaller rise in daily COVID-19 cases for the third straight day Sunday, but the number of deaths in 24 hours was higher than 4,000, taking the country's death toll to 270,000. The world's largest vaccine-producing nation has fully vaccinated just 2.9% of its 1.35 billion population as of Sunday, according to data from the government's COWIN portal. Ministers will make a decision June 14th about whether to proceed with the final phase of lockdown easing in England, Health Minister Matt Hancock said Sunday. He describes the pandemic as under control. Any delay to the reopening could affect the country's predicted recovery from its worst economic slump in 3 centuries and spark fresh criticism of the government's management of the crisis. Egypt is optimistic about welcoming more visitors this year, with numbers increasing steadily since January to around 500,000 tourists a month, according to the Tourism and Antiquities Minister. He told Reuters tourism revenue plunged by 70% in 2020 due to the coronavirus pandemic. The important source of foreign currency for Egypt usually accounts for up to 15% of the country's gross domestic product. Bruno Covas, the mayor of Brazil's largest city and financial hub, Sao Paulo, has died of cancer. The hospital where he was being treated confirmed Sunday. Tributes poured in from across the political spectrum for Covas. He followed in the political footsteps of his grandfather, Mario Covas, who served as both mayor and governor of Sao Paulo. Bruno Covas was 41. The Republic of Congo's president, Denis Sassou Nguesso, has chosen a new government that includes his son as well as an opposition leader, according to a statement read on public television. The previous government resigned earlier this month in a procedural move. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.